Hey everyone, how's it going? My name is Matt Jarboe. Welcome to Milk Carton Mysteries episode number 55. That's right, 55 episodes. It's also Friday, the 20th of November, 2020. Thank God it's Friday, right? Thank God it's Friday, 100%. Today, I only want to focus on one story. So it is going to be a shorter episode, but I do feel that it's one worth discussing. I'm trying to gauge how you guys feel about the multi-story episodes versus just one. I've heard plus and minuses for either. However, if you want to keep up on the action and let me know your thoughts specifically, you can always head over to facebook.com/groups/themilkcarton or our Instagram here, which is instagram.com/milkcartoncast. We have around 20 followers now. I'm very happy with that. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I am. And of course, if you really want to help support it, patreon.com/Matt Jarboe just helps out for a couple bucks a month, keeps the show coming. And so with that out of the way, let's talk about today's weird tale. This, of course, is coming to us from Southern Colorado on the New Mexico border, so to speak, where we're going to be talking about really this one guy, this guy right here. Now, he looks like a dangerous fellow. If you're listening to the podcast, you can't see him, but this is a guy with full body tattoos, face tattoos, and not someone you would want to run into in a darkened street corner. Let's be fair. Let's be real. This guy looks intimidating for a reason, and that's because, according to authorities, he is. Now, who he is Andre Jordan Barros, born October 28th, 1994, and right now, he is wanted in connection with San Luis Valley human remains incident. Call 911 if seen. Trust me when I say that's not going to be a problem anymore. But still, the authorities were on the lookout for this guy. They wanted the public to make sure to be aware of him. And the reason why has everything to do with an article that came up a couple days ago in the Denver Gazette, saying multiple killings in Colorado's San Luis Valley investigated after remains were found. These remains were found in Las Sauces. Like I said, it's right there at the southern Colorado border, not too far away from New Mexico. And it's kind of a remote area, small town, only 7,700 people live there. So it's pretty tight-knit, pretty close. People know about it. People know who's there. They understand all that stuff. And so, of course, the article does say here, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation is looking into the multiple killings in the San Luis Valley after the grisly discovery of human remains in Las Sauces, a rural community in the south-central part of the state of the New Mexico border, or on the New Mexico border. Investigative sources say that the case could involve several people who have been missing since August in the County area. The search for clues involves five agencies, including the CBI, in coordination with the Monte Vista and Alamosa Police Departments and the Saguache County Sheriff's Office. Now, this is what they are saying here. This is the CBI, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. They said they have recovered and are currently analyzed as part of the identification process. This is they're referring to the three human remains, the three bodies that were found on this abandoned property. It says here that the sites are in close proximity to one another near the town of Las Sauces, and the property owners are not currently living at the property because it's in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's dilapidated property, meaning that most likely somebody else was using it, that somebody else was out there squatting, or they were just using it as a base of operation. Now, the Monte Vista Police Chief George Dingfelder told the Denver Gazette that reporters' questions would be addressed in a Zoom press conference, which they did. And he says there are numerous agencies and a lot of law enforcement involved in this investigation. Alamosa Police Chief Ken Anderson would not confirm whether any missing persons case from Alamosa is connected to the remains, saying we are a tight community. Any missing persons case is a concern. And of course, authorities are hoping for tips. They did put together a call-in line to gather more information related to the investigation. Of course, that is 719-270-0210. That is 719-270-0210. Now, at this point, we know a bit more about the guy. However, the thing to consider here is that even though they know him, There could potentially be a serial killer at play. This is why, keep in mind, for this thing, I think it really matters. However, the authorities or the news in the area now has put out the information about Andre Psycho Barros, him being wanted, and this is a story that they put together.
Tonight, the search continues for a wanted suspect after the remains of three people were found in southern Colorado. The suspect, 26-year-old Andre Barros, and he is known as Psycho. The remains found on two separate properties currently uninhabited. Copter 4 flew over those dig sites for you today. The properties are located near the town of Los Sauces in the San Luis Valley near the New Mexico border. Alan Janay visited that town today and has the latest on the investigation.
Tonight here in Alamosa, people are watching nervously. Some who know Andre Barros are afraid to talk with us on camera or give us their names. Authorities have cast a wide net across southern Colorado in what they're calling an active search. And there's no arrest yet.
Deputies stood watch on barren-looking property miles from town. A search, first for stolen equipment and vehicles, brought horror with the discovery of remains on two properties. And investigators have rapidly focused on Andre Barros.
It is imperative that we get this individual off the street. When I say he's a danger to the community, I mean exactly that. He's a danger, and we really need assistance to get him apprehended as soon as possible. Just trying to keep the community safe.
What have you seen around town?
In Alamosa, people looked at images of a wanted man and wondered.
Gosh knows who the victims are. They're still unknown, but go missing, and, you know, we're wondering, is that the person, or is that connected?
In this restaurant, they were trying to figure out what to think.
I think it's still so fresh. I don't know whether to, you know, be scared about it.
What authorities aren't saying is the motive for the killings.
There's been a number of questions about the suspect being a serial killer. I think it's a little too early to categorize right now.
In a small town, there are always connections. This man is a relative of Barros through marriage.
I'd say yeah, we all come from a pretty good, strong family. I don't think he would have done it, you know what I mean? But I'm not too sure.
No one felt sure and may not until it's over.
Because it's so close to home,
yeah,
that it's, we just don't know, you know, we don't know how to act because we're not used to something like this happening.
A forensic anthropologist is studying the remains, which are apparently so poor, authorities don't know yet whether they're male or female. And they say an answer could still be a long ways away as to who they are, maybe even months. In Alamosa, I'm Alan Janay, covering Colorado First.
Yeah, so obviously, this is a big story for that area. The remains of three people discovered on a property relatively abandoned on the outskirts of town. The police discovered it while serving a warrant for potential stolen equipment. And they zoomed in on this guy really quick. They zoomed in on Psycho. That's his nickname around town, is Psycho. They figured out it was him real quick, but they haven't given any details really as to why. But as that news report told us, people are afraid. Afraid to talk about him, afraid to talk about him on camera, and even the relative that they spoke to was like, well, we come from a strong family. I don't know. I don't see him actually doing it. Look at this guy. I mean, I don't think it's that difficult to be like, no, you could kind of see it happening. But the question then becomes, are the victims connected? And are they male or female? And why were they killed? Now, we don't know that information yet, but this is what the reports were saying after that. So the police were searching for the 26-year-old Andre Jordan Barros, known as Psycho. In connection with the death of three people, the remains of the three victims are found on two properties. The chief of police, Ken Anderson, is like, this guy's a danger to public right now. And they warned members of the public to not contact him, saying that he may be armed. Well, most likely. I would say most likely. I'm just going to come out there and say it. I think most likely. Now, investigators did say that it would take weeks or months to identify the victims because of the conditions of the remains. And they said that they don't know if they're even male or female. Now, that tells me quite a bit, because you can look at a bone structure to determine relatively if it's male or female. So if these remains are so destroyed or so just decrepit, that's an interesting thing to me, You know, these forensic anthropologists are usually pretty good at determining all that. So this is where it's a little bit weird. But the article goes on that investigators have looked into missing person reports in the San Luis Valley, but emphasize that they have no reason to associate any of those reports with this case. Going on to say that we are not associating the victims with the missing persons case at this time, and for anyone to do so would be irresponsible, pure speculation. Now, the reason why they're bringing this up is because of the case of Suzanne Morphew, the woman featured here in the image, out of Chaffee County. She disappeared on Mother's Day and has not been seen since. And a lot of people were speculating that she potentially could be one of the three victims on this property. But in one of the groups that I'm in that talked about this, the woman who was really bringing a lot of information forward, she says that local chatter is saying that it wasn't three victims that they found, or it was only three originally. Now it's up to nine, and they've determined that it's women. Again, that it's hearsay. But that's where I believe this serial killer idea is coming from. And given the fact that so many of these authorities were like wanting to catch this guy very quickly, it tells me that, you know, they know something that they're not telling us, which, well, that's always how it goes. However, we find ourselves in Colorado. I went looking. I was curious to see how many people in Colorado went missing and if it was a big thing. There's this website here, Colorado Missing Report. It hasn't been updated in a while, but it was for a while actively cataloging missing people in Colorado. And there are tons and tons and tons of missing people coming from the San Luis Valley. Like, they call it the Valley from Hell. So I'm interested to know, like, you know, with these individuals, these remains that were found, and what connect, you know, where did they come from? Who are they? Will their stories be told? Will their voices be heard? We literally have no idea at this point. And even some people are really trying to connect it to anything, like the Suzanne Morphew missing persons case. Now we have Crystal Ann Ressinger, who went missing July 13th, 2016, from roughly the same area. And I've seen her name pop up in multiple discussions here. Even this Facebook page that I pulled this from, the San Luis Valley Missing Persons, is posting this right around the same time that they're posting all this information about Psycho. So it's clear that in this community, in this area, Psycho is a well-known individual. And maybe they're just grasping at straws. Maybe that's what they're doing. But it feels like these people clearly know something, and they've known for a while, and now it's starting to kind of come out. I don't know. I don't know.
Breaking news, first at 5 on CBS 4 News, a story we've been following this week. Right now, the man known as Psycho is in custody, wanted in connection with the deaths of three people down in Conejos County in southern Colorado. As we first reported yesterday, police warned he was dangerous after victims' remains were found recently. The ATF located him at a motel in Gallup, New Mexico, late today. They made the arrest. The man's real name, Andre Burrows. He surrendered without a fight. Those victims in southern Colorado still have not been identified.
Ladies and gentlemen, they got him. And he went peacefully. They found him in New Mexico, and they grabbed him pretty quick. In fact, this is what the articles here are saying as a result of his capture. Investigators confirm that they have captured and arrested Andre Jordan Burrows, known as Psycho, in connection with the death of three people. The remains of the three victims were found on two properties in the county. He was arrested at about 3 p.m. today, Thursday, in Gallup, New Mexico, at a motel. He's facing charges in Colorado of first-degree homicide, first-degree assault, and second-degree kidnapping. Now, those are some serious allegations. Those are some serious charges. What did this guy do? What did this guy do to bring in the ATF and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation and all the other agencies that were involved? There were five agencies involved in this as a way to track this guy down. So he was a bad dude. And this is his mugshot from today, by the way. He knows he's done. He knows he's defeated. But what I'm interested in is the scarring on his face, the bruising and the cuts on his face. So there's more to this story that we're going to learn 100%, but let's go on. The Colorado Springs Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives assisting the Alamosa Police Department in the search for the fugitive, located him in Gallup, New Mexico, on Thursday afternoon. He will be transported to the McKinley County Detention Center in Gallup, New Mexico. Investigators said that it will take weeks or even months to identify the victims because of the condition of the remains. And they still don't know if they're male or female. That, of course, is information that was already covered earlier, but it is still exactly where it's at. They have no freaking idea who these people are, but they have looked in the missing persons reports in the San Luis Valley and emphasized that they have no reason to associate any of those reports with this case. Again, talking about the Suzanne Morphew, and other people are making the speculations. Other people are putting it out there. Again, that Facebook group that I'm in, the one woman who was providing the info, she was dropping a ton of information about missing people in that area, obviously trying to allude to potentially him being involved in this. And we don't know yet. Maybe he is. But they did want to talk about here the speculation about whether or not he is a serial killer, saying it's too early to categorize. We're not going to speculate about that. Now, serial killer is generally defined by about three victims, but I don't know if I would classify him as a serial killer depending on the context of those victims. Did he stalk them and kill them? Did he grab them and lure them out there? Did he kidnap? Are these women? Did he kidnap them and bring them out? We have no idea. Now, authorities say that the properties are near each other and near the town of Las Sauces, which is about 20 miles southeast of Alamosa, and the property owners don't live there. And so this guy, I mean, look at him. This is an old image of him compared to a new image of him. And he just looks beat, run down, and caught. And quite frankly, this guy came across to me as one hell of a danger to society. He came across to me as one hell of a bad person. And so much so that the authorities were desperate to catch him. And over the span of just a couple days, from discovering the remains on that property to being able to identifying a suspect to tracking him down, they got him. Now, I will say that one of the avenues of this that I find to be fascinating is how fast they determine the suspect. And so I'm always kind of curious if this is just someone that they wanted in connection or if they have hard evidence. But when they go around flashing this picture of a guy completely tatted up with facial tats, appearing to be intimidating, wanting to be intimidating, goes by the name Psycho. People in the town who know who he is are afraid to talk to authorities about who he is. It really does make you think. It really does get the noggin a jogging for just how truly bad this guy is. And then my question becomes, and again, I'm probably just pulling on a tinfoil hat here, is this guy responsible for these deaths, or was he so notoriously known throughout the area that he was just a likely suspect that they might be able to pin this on? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's the former, not the latter, but that's where my brain goes when I feel like this is a perfect setup. A guy named Psycho, three dead bodies, middle of nowhere, he's on the run. That's where my mind goes. I could be wrong. And as always, I want to hear your thoughts and I want to hear your opinions on this, because this story is fascinating. That's why I wanted to talk about it today for the full episode. And again, if you guys like this, like these single story cases, let me know, please. Facebook.com/groups/MilkCartonMysteries. The Milk Carton. Got to make sure I say that correctly. You can always head over to Instagram.com/MilkCartonCast and keep up with the conversation over there. I really appreciate that. And again, if you want to support the channel, support the show, support what I do here, patreon.com/MattJarboe is a great way to do that. It's just a nice way to show some support during these trying times, because let's be real, it's all crazy right now. All right, guys, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. I will talk to you all on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Thank you again for listening. And remember, don't kill anyone. It doesn't benefit anybody. But it does give me stuff to talk about, so there is that as well. Still, don't do it. Think happy thoughts. Have a good week, and I'll see you guys later. Peace out.